As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Not a guarantee and may lose value.
Well, I know that third quarter didn't end the way Leonard would have wanted it to, with Taylor Beasley taking stealing the inbound pass and taking it back the other way for the layup. Mountain Home does have the ball and the lead, 33-30, to begin this final period. Ball goes over to Gilbert on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound controlled by Taylor Beasley. And back comes Paragould with a chance to cut to one or possibly tie it. Here's Powell with the ball on the right wing. Up top now to Dupuis. Over on the left side it goes to Brengard. Now Powell has it up the top. Now dribbles to the right side. Gives it to Zoe Beasley up at the top. Finds Taylor Beasley in the lane. Going up for the jumper. Rolls around and goes in. Taylor Beasley now with 6 points. And Mount Holmes' lead is cut to a single point. 7:17 left to play in the contest. Here is Peyton Husky throwing it down to Yates on the low block. Kicking up top to Penn. Back over to Husky on the right side. 33-32, Mountain Home leading it. Here is Penn with the ball up at the top. Throws over to Martin on the left side. Hurts it, takes the screen from Penn. Goes down into the lane. Now kicks it to Gilbert, who's going into the lane. Her shot goes up. No good. Just hung on the rim and fell out. But she's going to go to the line for a pair of free throws with 6:57 left to play in the contest. That foul is on Alex Brengard. That is her fourth personal foul. Team foul number one against Paragould here in this second half. So Kay Gilbert at the free throw line, where so far she's 4-4 with 9 points. First shot is up. Good. So she's now in double figures. One of two players in double figures for Mountain Home. Addison Yates checking out of the game, being replaced by Anna Grace Foreman. And for Paragould, Kelsey Dupuis and Alex Brengard both taking a seat. Kalissa Hollis checks in. And so does Blythe Benefield. Second shot for Gilbert is up and in. She is a perfect 6-for-6 from the free throw line with 11 points. 35-32, Mountain Home leading it. Less than 7 minutes left to play. Here's Powell with the ball up at the top. Throws it to Zoe Beasley near the right elbow. Over to Powell on the left wing. Up top now is Zoe Beasley. Over to Taylor Beasley on the right side now. Goes cross court to Katie Powell. Down to Zoe Beasley on the low block. Her pass was stolen by Kate Gilbert. And back comes the Mountain Home. Gilbert going to throw it, trying to throw it to Martin. Pass was knocked away by Zoe Beasley. Ball goes out of bounds. And it will be Mountain Home inbounded on the baseline. 6:29 left to play in the contest. A 3-point Lady Bomber lead. That was the 11th turnover against the Lady Rams. Gilbert will inbound it on the baseline. Gets into Foreman on the right side. Up top now to Husky. Husky drills to the right wing. Gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up for the 3-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Zoe Beasley. And back come the Lady Rams. Here's Powell into the front court for Paragould. Throws over to Taylor Beasley on the right side. Down to Zoe Beasley on the low block. Looking to make a move on Anna Grace Warren. Does a turnaround jumper. No good. Kalissa Hollis right there for the rebound and the putback. Kalissa Hollis now with 9 points. 35-34, Mountain Home leading it. Less than 6 minutes to play. Emma Martin drills to the right wing. Throws it up top to Penn. Over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert takes a screen from Penn. Throws up top to Foreman. Over to Husky on the right wing. Finds Foreman going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with 17 points. 37-34. Mountain Home leading at 5:35 left in the contest. Powell back into the front court for the Lady Rams. Throws over to Benefield on the left side. And Kay Gilbert just got a little too aggressive. Was trying to go for that pass and just a little too much contact there. That is Gilbert's second personal foul. Team foul number 5 against Mountain Home. Addison Yates checking in to the game, replacing Kyra Penn. And for Paragould, Katie Powell is going to take a seat and replaced by Alex Brengard. Before we get back to play, Mountain Home is going to take a timeout. We'll break with 5:27 left to play in the contest. It is Mountain Home leading Paragould 37-34. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, Taylor Beasley unbound the ball on the far sideline in front of the Paragould bench. He gets into Brent Guard. We are back underway. Less than 5.5 minutes left to play in the game. Mountain Home leading 37-34. Brent Guard dribbles to the right wing. Now he's going down into the lane. He's going to go up for the layup. Good. Alex Brent Guard with 7 points. Mountain Home's lead is cut back to a point. 5:09 left to play in the game. 37-36. Here is Martin into the front court for Mountain Home. Throws over on the left side to Gilbert, and she drills down into the corner. Now goes back up top to Yates. Over to Martin on the right. Martin dribbles toward the top, gets there to Foreman. Over to Husky on the left wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound chased down by Brent Guard, and Paragould gets the ball back with a chance to take the lead back on this possession. Here's Benefield going to the low block. Now dribbles back out to the right wing. Finds Zoe Beasley in the lane. Back out to Benefield. She thought about the three. Now she's going to dribble to the into the lane. Kicks out to Brent Guard on the left side. Mountain Home crowd wanting a travel. They're not going to get that call. Here is Brent Guard dribbling up to the top. Throws over to Benefield on the right side. Benefield dribbles into the lane. Kicks out to Taylor Beasley. Down to Hollis on the low block. Her jumper, no good. Mountain Home with the rebound. And back on the Lady Bombers leading by a point. 4:10 left to play in the game. Here is Martin with the ball on the right wing. Martin dribbles up towards the top. Gives over to Husky on the left side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Taylor Beasley. 3:56 left to play in the game. Paragould with another chance to take the lead back. Mountain Home up 37-36. Brent Guard into the front court. And now Paragould's going to take a timeout. We'll break. 3:47 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Paragould 37-36. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Without bank guarantee, and they lose value.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Well, Paragould taking that timeout there with 3:47 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading 37-36. I'll tell you the timeout status real quick. Mountain Home has two full timeouts left, no 30-second timeouts remaining. Paragould with one full timeout left and 1:30 remaining. Taylor Beasley inbounds the ball on the near sideline, gets into the backcourt to Brent Guard. She'll walk the ball into the front court. We are back underway. It is Mountain Home up by a point to Paragould with a chance to take the lead back. In this one, here's Zoe Beasley with the ball near the left elbow. Gives over to Taylor Beasley on the right wing, down on the low block to Hollis. She puts up the shot up off the glass and in. And now with stoppage of play, Calissa Hollis with the basket. She now has 11 points, but she seems to be a little shaken up. I'm not sure if she took a shot to the head or not. But Katie Powell's going to check into the game, replacing Alex Springard. 3:27 left to play. Hollis is going to stay in the contest. It is Paragould now leading 38-37. That's the second lead change of the night. There have not been any ties in this game. Husky will take the inbound pass from Gilbert, walking into the front court. Husky dribbles up the top, throws over to Martin on the right side. Martin will throw it up top to Yates. Now Foreman has it up the top, over to Martin on the left, on the right wing. Martin gives it back to Yates, to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the left wing. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Hollis, and back comes Paragould. 3 minutes left to play in this game. Lady Rams with the ball up by a point. Here's Benefield with the ball on the left wing. Up top now to Zoe Beasley. Over on the right side to Powell. Powell up top to Zoe Beasley. She drills to the left elbow, kicks out on the wing to Benefield. Up top now to Hollis. Over to Powell on the right side. Up top to Benefield. Benefield drills to the left wing. Throws it up top to Zoe Beasley. And an offensive foul away from the ball. Illegal screen called on Katie Powell. That is her second personal foul, team foul number two against Paragould here in the second half, and their 12th turnover of the game as well. Over 2.5 minutes left to play in this game. Mountain Home with a chance to get the lead back. Paragould leads 38-37. Ball's with Husky on the right wing. Up top now to Foreman. Over to Martin on the left side. Martin throws up top to Gates. Over to Gilbert on the right side. She thought about the three. Now up top to Foreman. Over to Husky on the left wing. Husky takes the screen. Drills up top. Throws it to Yates. Over to Martin on the right side. Martin drills up to the top. Gives it back to Foreman. Over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert's going down into the lane. Going up for the layup. No good, but draws the blocking foul. Will head to the free throw line with 1:58 left to play. Katie Powell picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number three against Paragould. Kate Gilbert at the free throw line, where so far she's 6 of 6 with 11 points. First shot is up and good. Alex Brengard checking back in the game for the Lady Rams, replacing Katie Powell. One more free throw to give Mountain Home the lead back, and Gilbert gets both. She now has 13 points. Third lead change of the night, 39-38. Lady Bombers leading it, less than 2 minutes left to play. Here is Brengard into the front court for the Lady Rams. Dribbles over to the right side. Gives it there to Taylor Beasley. Back to Brengard on the right wing. Now Hollis has it. She's going to put up the turnaround jumper. Good. Kalissa Hollis now with 13 points. Fourth lead change of the night, 40-39. Paragould leading it, less than a minute and a half left. Here is Martin with the ball on the left wing. Gives it there to Husky. Husky drills up to the top, finds Foreman. Now Gilbert has it on the right side. Gilbert's going to take the screen, throw it up top to Yates. Over to Martin on the left wing. Martin's going to drill down into the lane, going up for the layup. It rolls around, will not go. Ball's being knocked around, and Gilbert secures the rebound. She'll dribble it back out to the top. 106 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home trailing 40-39. Gilbert drills to the right side, takes the screen from Foreman, throws it up top to Yates. 55 seconds left. Yates drills to the left wing, trying to figure out where to go. Now throws it back up top to Foreman. Over to Martin on the right side. 50 seconds. Martin's dribbling down into the lane for the layup and an offensive foul. Emma Martin will pick up her third personal foul, team foul number six against Mountain Home. And that's their 10th turnover of the night. 47 seconds left to play in the game. Paragould will get the ball back, leading 40-39. A full court man for Mountain Home as Taylor Beasley looks to inbound it. She gets into Zoe Beasley, and to avoid a 5-second count, Paragould's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 46.9 seconds left to play in the game. It is Paragould leading Mountain Home 40-39. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Paragould taking that timeout real quickly on the timeout status. Both teams out of 30-second timeouts. Mountain Home with two full timeouts remaining and Paragould with one. 46.9 seconds left. It is Perigold leading Mountain Home 40-39. Taylor Beasley will inbound it. They have in the backcourt. She gets into Brengard. Brengard's now being double teamed. Now she does get across the timeline. Dribbles over to the left wing. Finds Hollis on the low block. Back to Brengard. 36 seconds left. How long do they does Mountain Home wait before they foul? And there's the foul right there. And Mountain Home didn't have any more fouls to give, so that was the one and one. That will put a one and one situation for Perigold. That foul is on Emma Martin. That is her fourth personal foul, team foul number seven against the Lady Bombers. 30.8 seconds left as Taylor Beasley will shoot the one and one. She is 2-2 from the free throw line so far with 6 points. First shot is in and out, misses the front end, and the rebound comes to Mountain Home.
Let's go!
Martin into the front court. 25 seconds. They're going to dribble, and I think they're going to call a timeout to call one last play. And there is the timeout. And so we'll break with 17.7 seconds left. It is Perigold leading Mountain Home 40-39. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI and outpatient surgery site and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
Well, both teams now with one timeout left. 17.7 seconds left. Mountain Home will inbound the ball on the far sideline. Perigold leads 40-39. Inbound pass goes to Martin. She has the ball at the top. Dribbles over to the right side. Tried to get it. The over pass was stolen by Taylor Beasley. She's going to be fouled in the backcourt with 8.6 seconds left. That foul's on Kate Gilbert. That is her third personal foul. Team foul number eight against Mountain Home. That's the 11th turnover against the Lady Bombers, too. Another one and one for Taylor Beasley. First shot is up. That's good. So she does hit the front end, and she does earn the bonus. Leah Jackson going to check in the game for Mountain Home, and so is Emily Payne, as Addison Yates and Emma Martin will both. I'm sorry, Addison Yates and Anna. So who's checking out of the game? It's going to be. So one more person has to come out of the game for Mountain Home. And it's going to be Emma Martin. All right, so we finally got that situated. So one more free throw for Taylor Beasley. Now the good news is it's still a one possession game. If she hits, starts to really she hits the free throw, which she does. But now best Mountain Home can hope for is a tie. And now Perigold's going to take the timeout. Nope, Mountain Home's going to take timeout. We'll break. With 8.1 seconds left, it is Perigold leading Mountain Home 42-39. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured, without bank guarantee, and they lose value.
All right, 8.1 seconds left to the game. It is Perigold leading Mountain Home 42-39. The Lady Bombers will have the ball out of bounds. Mountain Home just took their last timeout of the contest. Perigold still has one timeout left. Both Perigold now on the floor. Mountain Home still getting some last second instructions. Now they'll come out on the floor. By the way, Taylor Beasley with 8 points after she hit those two free throws. So Addison Yates will trigger the inbound pass as they'll have to go the length of the court. Again, 8.1 seconds left on the clock. Inbound pass goes to Leah Jackson to Kate Gilbert. She gets it to the front court. Gilbert's going to try the shot at the ill-advised jumper, and that's the way this ball game is going to end. I think she didn't realize how much time she had more time on the clock than she did. But it is going to be Paragould getting the victory, 42-39. We'll check our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.